Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Dr. Sue Nelson from the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. She's a clinical professor in the Pet Health Center and joins us here. We're talking about all sorts of different topics here, disaster preparedness here for your pets. We're going to shift gears a little bit, talk about fleas, ticks, and heartworm. I guess maybe it's more rampant here this time of year, huh?
Yeah, the weather's warming up, and we have these parasites around most of these year-round, but with the warm weather, they are popping out. In fact, last week I had several clients commenting on the ticks that were starting to come out.
And how does this how do you know if your animal's in distress here with this?
Okay, so ticks are probably going to be a little easier for people to find, especially if they're larger and engorged, so they'll know that. But they can, and fleas, sometimes can be kind of difficult to detect. They move pretty fast through that fur. But with the fleas, we see a lot of scratching, usually sometimes sores on the body from the scratching, the itching. Ticks can transmit a variety of diseases that we see for the dogs, including ehrlichiosis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, in other areas of the country, Lyme disease, everyone's familiar with that. So fever, lameness, bruising, bleeding, just in general not feeling well are kind of big signs that make us suspect maybe a tick-borne disease going on. With cats, we have a disease called cytozoonosis in the area that the strain we have around here is almost fatal. If the cats get it, almost 100% fatal. Very few survive in our area, and that comes upon them pretty quickly, and it's a pretty sad and painful death for them. So we want to do everything we can to keep these ticks off of our pets.
Okay. And those are typically found, what, in the wooded areas here?
Yeah. So they kind of like the taller grass, and then the shade from the trees is also going to be a good area. So wherever you're going to have bushes, the shades, the tall grass is where we're going to find them. And just a reminder, they don't fall from the trees. They are sitting at the ends of that grass waiting for someone to walk by. It's called questing, and they're going to hitch a ride when the right species comes along.
Mm, yeah, those, not fun.
No.
And then heartworm is another one here. How does heartworm develop?
Yeah, so heartworm's actually spread by mosquitoes, and so a lot of people, I think, aren't aware of that. And the mosquitoes are coming out, and so they transmit the little baby form. They're microscopic, but those guys grow up to be about 12 to 18 inches long. Primarily, they like to infect our dogs, but other hosts can be cats, ferrets can get them as well. So we want to try to prevent them from this.
Yeah, because heartworm, it can make a dog pretty sick.
It can be life-threatening. It can kill the dogs. It throws them into heart failure if it's gone on long enough.
Okay. You know, one thing I noticed here this weekend, my dog, I have a little dog at home, and he was scooting across the carpet. and I know that
it's gross,
usually,
yes.
Yeah, it's very gross, but I know he must be having some kind of an issue here.
So one of the more common problems we see, there's little glands back there called anal glands around the anal area there. And when those get blocked up, they'll scoot to try to relieve that pressure and get those unblocked. Now, if you see them scoot once, they don't scoot again. They probably did the trick and got that done. If they continue to scoot, you may need to have your veterinarian check them out because sometimes they need a little help getting those expressed. Another reason you might see is tapeworms. They can cause some itchiness around the anal area like that as well. Sometimes owners see those. Sometimes they don't. And then sometimes just various things passing through the GI tract that are coming out, like a long hair or a fiber, can make them a little itchy, and they'll scoot for that as well. But the most common reason will be those anal glands.
Okay. Now, if I wanted to treat them at home here before I maybe consider going to the vet here, a good bath maybe?
If there's some dried fecal matter around there, yes, because that can make them itchy as well. So check for that. So if they have some fecal matter adhered there, a bath will help. You can ask your veterinarian to try to help you learn how to express the anal glands. They can be a little bit tricky. That doesn't mean that we don't have owners who don't accomplish that. A regular bath probably won't help if it's an anal gland issue, though.
Okay. My dog hates baths, so that's part of the reason I ask here.
Good news for you. You don't have to give the bath.
Okay. So that's good stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about changing weather here and how it affects animals here. Obviously, we're going to have today 80-degree weather here, so the heat is back, it looks like.
Yeah, so we've had a pretty rough cold winter overall, and now we're having some really warm weather. It's going to be in the 80s today. We've got to remember our pets aren't acclimated to that yet. They still have those winter coats as well. So be on the lookout for heat stroke. We're going to start seeing that as those temperatures start going up. and we need to make sure they're acclimated. Don't go running in the peak hours, the heat of the day with your pet. Keep them during the morning, evening, and be aware, looking for signs of them getting some heat distress. So panting, thick, ropey saliva, lagging back behind, that's all signs that maybe need to stop, get them cooled off.
Okay. Yeah, good to know here, because they probably experience heat stroke a lot like humans.
Yes, they do, and we see it quite a bit. The other thing is, remember, if they are riding with you to the store, even this 80-degree weather with those windows up, even if they're just cracked, it can get pretty hot, and some of these dogs are going to succumb to heat stress in the vehicles.
Now, the good news is it won't be hot all week because it's Kansas.
Yes, you know, it is.
We'll have temperatures in the 50s here. So is this a good time maybe to go ahead and If they need to be groomed here, maybe get that winter coat off of them?
Yeah, this is a good time to really get some good brushing out. And if any of them are matting, maybe get them shaved down. So, yeah, it would be a good time.
Okay. What about kitten season here?
Yeah, kitten season is upon us. There's a lot of kittens around. I think the main thing to remember is if you find some kittens and mom's not with them, remember that mom is often out hunting. She has to hunt in order to feed her babies, so she's not with them 24/7. So before you decide that they are orphans, maybe give a little time to see if mom comes back.
Okay. And I want to jump back here to the changing weather here. One thing I forgot to mention is, you know, we don't always think about this when we take our pets on walks, but if it's been hot for several days, the sidewalk's going to be pretty
hot. Yeah, the cement gets very hot, and those tender little toes that they have, especially if they haven't been out for a while, are going to easily get burned. We can see that happen, so be careful that some of these dogs might need booties at first, or again, walking during the cooler hours of the day.
Okay, very good. So yeah, kitten season, as you mentioned, is upon us here. You get a lot of cats, as I understand, from this time of year. People bring them in.
Yeah, we see quite a few orphan kittens and older cats being brought in. As the weather warms up, we see a lot more cat fights, hit by cars, things like that. But yeah, orphan kittens coming in. So best thing you can do, wait and see if mom comes, because she's going to take the best care of those. Also, if they happen to be your cats, remember, spay, neuter. We see a lot of these animals in the shelter, so we need to try to reduce the population if possible.
Yeah. And you guys offer those services at the vet?
We do. And there's some low-cost spay-neuter places around, some that will come help trap your feral cats that might be around your neighborhood and ensure that they're spayed and neutered as well.
Okay. For those that don't know much about your services, or what else do you guys provide at VetMed?
We do everything, anywhere from primary care to special procedures, orthopedic procedures for our animals, a lot of cool eye surgeries. We have some good ophthalmologists that are up there. Exotics, so we have people that work with our pocket pets. They also work with the zoo animals. That's a really cool job. Our internal medicine specialists work up some of these more difficult cases that are ill. So that's a good service. We have a dermatologist and a cardiologist on board. And that's just on the small animal side. We also have on the large animal, equine and cows and sheep. I mean, you name it, we're going to see it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's always so interesting to hear you. A lot of good stuff going on out there at KSU VetMed. Anything else we should know before we let you go?
I think one of our more exciting developments is we do have a new MRI machine as well. So we're able to do some more advanced imaging for some of these cases where we may have brain tumors that will make it easier to find those.
Awesome. And how did that come about here? Was that a donation here or a grant?
That's a good question above my pay grade. But it's been in the works for a long time, and we finally have it, and we're very excited about it.
Very good. Well, lots of good information on the website here too, vet.k-state.edu. Check it out here for more information. And they can give you guys a call if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, any questions. Or you do feel you want to donate to K-State. It's a good cause for the veterinary school. We love our animals, and we want to provide them the best care that we can.
All right. Dr. Sue Nelson again, clinical professor in the Pet Health Center at KSU VetMed, our guest here on In Focus. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll have Deb Watkins coming in from the animal shelter next on News Radio KMAN.